Contentment, chastity, restraint, moderation in lifestyle and expenses, and the disapproval of unnecessarily begging. So in the last few days we're doing the different ahadith, giving out warnings as far as begging is concerned, and also speaking about who qualifies to ask and to beg. So today we do the last hadith of this chapter, which speaks and tells us that who is a true beggar. In other words, who really qualifies to go and ask? Who really qualifies to seek assistance from other people? So this hadith speaks about it, like the previous hadith. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a very nice explanation, give a nice example in this hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, laysa al-miskin alladhi yatufu ala al-nasi taruddhu al-luqmatu wa al-luqmatan wa al-tamratu wa al-tamratan walakin al-miskin alladhi la yajidu ghinan yughnihi ولا يفطن له فيتصدق عليه ولا يقوم فيسأل الناس متفق عليه. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a poor person is not one who can be turned away by a date or two or a morsel or two. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is speaking about who is a really poor person. A truly poor person is who? He's not one that he goes around, goes to one person, one door to another door, and he gets one kajur, gets one morsel of food, and now it's enough to send him away, and he goes to another door, he gets something small from there, and he goes away. That's not what you call a poor person, like what you normally see, a person coming, taking 50 cents from someone, 1 rand from someone, 2 rand. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used the example here of a date. One date will turn him away, he's happy, he goes to the next person, gets next door, next. That's not a truly poor person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so nicely saying, a poor person is not one who can be just turned away by one date or two, by one morsel or two. Rather, a poor person, a really poor person, is one who does not have enough for himself, but he does not disclose it. He does not make his outer appearance seem as though he's a poor person. If you don't know, if you don't do any investigation, you don't find out. Outwardly, you won't know that this person is in need. That is a really true person. That's a really true poor person. He doesn't have, but he doesn't make it known to the people. He doesn't advertise his poverty. He doesn't show that one hand is cut off and one leg is not working. He doesn't do all these things. He really true person, outwardly he makes it seem as though he's okay. Inside he knows what he's going through, what he's going through. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. But a poor person is one who does not have enough for himself, but he does not disclose it so that charity could be given to him. He doesn't make it known outwardly, acts as though he's suffering, so the charity can be given to him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that nor does he go around begging from people. Now this is what you call a truly poor person that is in need. A truly poor person is this type of person, not somebody who is just gathering and gathering and gathering. Therefore ulama sound warnings that when a person is giving zakat, make sure that he doesn't give it to any person that just comes to the door, any person he sees that appears to be poor and makes himself look as though he's in need. Because when you get situations like this, then what happens? The person's zakat may not be discharged. Because that person may be having enough cash, but because he's collecting from everyone, it's so easy now. But the real thing is we need to find out who is a really poor person. You're not going to just see like that person coming to the masjid and begging, etc. But you'll get people that are really poor if you investigate and you find out who's in need. The person will come to know. But a little bit of homework is needed, then the person comes to know. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. One lesson we learned from here about how important it is to make oneself appear to be independent, not to disclose and not to complain to anyone. Our complaint for anything is, or not complain, our ask and our begging is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it such that we turn to Him for everything. Therefore Allah ta'ala Himself mentioned in ayat of the Quran, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah ta'ala not enough for His servant? Allah is asking a question. Is Allah ta'ala not enough for His servant? In other words, whatever we need, we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will fulfill our need. Yes, we explained that sometimes a person will need to ask, but then also ask with such a way that the person's respect is kept, not that the person makes it such and he goes around from person to person and house to house, business to business, etc., asking people so that his respect also is lost. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.